All right, folks, if you want to have yourself a very funky good time, I have just the spot for you. Tonight, Main Street Pub, Manchester, Connecticut. Mr. Melvin Sparks will be there doing his thing, sounding a lot like this and more. I think we might have Melvin out there, too. Melvin, you out there?
I sure am.
You are out there.
Yeah.
they usually say that about me, but you can have that this time. You're out there, Melvin.
It's all good, brother. You the man. I'm just an old country boy here.
As long as we have...
Trying to have a funky good time.
Oh, well, you got a head start on me there. And as long as we have that set, you know, that I'm the man.
Yeah, you the man.
All right. Hey, where were you last night?
I was in Portland, Maine at the Big Easy.
The Big Easy. They also say that about me, too. I don't know what that means. But. And how did we do? It was terrible weather up there.
Yeah, they had us. They had this. I guess that same storm hit them.
Mm-hmm.
But people still came out. They,
no
you know,
way.
They came out on sleds and ice skates, man.
What'd you get? Like 20 people?
No, it was about 80, 100, somewhere 100? In there.
All right, so people around here, we're gonna have nice weather tonight. We need to at least duplicate that down at the main pub.
Yeah, man. The food down at the main pub is good.
And the dancing is great.
That's right. Strong dancing.
Strong.
Great, great good time. Funky good time, man.
Oh, man. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You certainly pull out some tricks out of your old music bag, don't you?
Well, I'm down south, man. You know, it's just one of those things, man. We just, you know, I just sit up there and play the music, that's all.
Well, I got to say, what comes out of that guitar is magical sometimes, man. And I know that Paul and Big Paul.
Yeah, Big Paul.
And Double Foot, you know, I know that they certainly help you out bringing that music right out to our thirsty ear holes, man.
Yeah, them boys is bad.
They are bad.
Yeah, they saw a couple of nice-looking young ladies in the audience last night, and I couldn't stop them from playing, man.
Well, you didn't want to stop anyway. You're probably just rolling in because of that right now. those fellas.
Yeah, those young guys. Those days have passed me. I just sit up there and play and let them have it. You know, it's all good. It's a lot of fun, though. It's a lot of fun. You know, I enjoy doing it. You know, I've done it all my life, so.
Well, every crowd that, and I've seen you a bunch of times now recently, it's like we're neighbors almost here.
That's right.
That's good. Everybody there is smiling, man, when they see, including you, by the way. But, I mean, your music and your persona certainly brings out that. And the reason I play Funky Good Time is, I mean, it's honestly a really, you're just happy. You make us happy.
Yeah, well.
And I like to make sure that people understand that when you go there, if you're feeling a little blue or something, this is going to bring you up.
Yeah. In fact, speaking of funky good time, I used to work at this club in New York City called the Cotton Club. And James Brown, Al Sharpton's wife is a singer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she sings anymore, but they met because she's a background singer for James Brown.
Oh.
And Al Sharpton was the road manager for James Brown.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So they married and got... they met and married, then left James Brown and so forth. And so we were playing at the Cotton Club. Al Sharpton brought James Brown down there to see his wife because he hadn't seen her in a while. And so we played that song, that version of it.
You did?
Yeah, we played it, and he came up on the stage, man, and he stayed up there with us like 20 minutes.
Oh.
I mean, he knows, see what it is. The song, it's the rhythm I play, or the music part that I play, is from his song "Get On Up."
Get on up.
Mm. Yeah. So, but I did "Funky Good Time" on top of it.
To do "Get Up," yeah, on top of, you laid it on top of "Get On Up."
Right. So when he came up and sat in with us, he did both of them. He did "Funky Good Time" and "Get On Up."
Only he could do that, man. That's why he's the hardest working man in show business still to this day. And because I think there was two of them up there sometimes, right? It felt like that.
Man, I tell you, I'd never had met James Brown before, you know, because I came out of Little Richard's band.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, when he sat in with us, he stayed up there so long, and on stage, that is, and he did stuff I'd never seen him do on TV or nothing. I mean, he was all down on the floor. He was doing tricks with the microphone. I was like, and I'm sitting up there playing the guitar. I'm the band leader. It was my band. So it was like, I mean.
Where do you go, man? What do you do?
And then I didn't know he was so little. You know, he's very short.
Yeah.
So it was like, and then he was right next to me. You know, I'm sitting on a stool, and he's standing right next to me doing all this stuff. You know, that man got some feet, man. He could move them feet like nobody.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson can't move them feet like that.
Nope.
And I was like, man. And I'm telling you, man, but it was fun. I mean, we was all just having, you know, you would think he was just sitting in. I mean, he was just, you know, and he did all that. I was like, man.
He was truly electric, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he was just, and it wasn't that many people there, Cotton Club. It was a small place. It was about, again, it was about 80, 100 people there. But he was sitting in. He played like it was his show. And he did, like I said, I'd never seen him because I've seen him on TV a lot, you know. And I actually have seen his show. But I'd never seen him do some of the things I saw him do up there that night.
Yeah, well, you know, it wasn't, little did you know, it really wasn't your show at that point anyway. It was his show.
No, it wasn't my show.
It was his show.
Know, but the thing of it is, he had a lot of respect. You know, he came up and he took over, but he didn't take over where it was out of my hand.
Right.
Whenever he got ready to make a move or want to do something, he cleared it with me right there on the stage.
Of course. You know? Oh, no. Yeah, that was his style. Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Respect.
You know, yeah. Yeah, he had a lot of respect.
And good times.
Yeah.
I think that's the same thing that's going to happen tonight when I come up on stage.
Oh, yeah. You're going to just.
Yeah, I'll just come up and I'll make sure I clear it with you first before I go start dancing and go crazy up on stage. I'll respect you. Don't worry. Well, hey.
That's who the people come see. See, they got my name out there, but they really coming to see Mr. G.
Yeah.
You see? Know,
I dig.
People come in and they say, where's G?
That's right. A, B, C, D, E, F. Where is the G? Well, hey, I want to thank you for, you know, spending some time this morning. I know you need to at least get ready for tonight somehow.
Yeah.
And I'll be there, you know, I'll see you around 9:30 or so.
Okay, well, it's good, man. It's always good seeing you. It's always good getting the opportunities to go on the air and talk to your listening audience out there, your great listening audience, you know. And maybe a lot of them will show up tonight. Who knows?
I hope we bring a big crowd. The weather's going to be nice. There's no reason why it shouldn't happen.
That's right.
All right, my friend. I will see you tonight.
Thank you, and you have a great rest of the day.
Oh, absolutely. You too. Enjoy what you can.
Take care.
We're gonna close off our time here with She's a Bad Mamma Jamma. You're a bad mamma jamma too, man. And we'll see you tonight.
All right.
At the main pub in Manchester. Bye-bye.
Take care.